Love the Federation of Gimel, and the Gidimon Shalach Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kishehatzadik tzorech levakesh meis Hashem Yisborach, when a tzadik has to make a request of Hashem, any kind of request, whether it be for a full shalema for someone, or for any kind of tefillah whatsoever, Yochai Liyos, it's possible, Shalayimalu Bakashosei, that in heaven they should not fulfill his bakosha. It's possible that a tzaddik can daven for something, and his request should not be granted. Why? Ki zimnin deshoma vezimnin deloy shoma. Because we know the Zohar HaKadosh says that there are times when they listen to the tefillah of a person in heaven. There are times when a person's tefillah is not as answered. How do we know that there's a distinction between time, that there's a time which is more mesugal for tefillah and a time which is less mesugal? The pasuk in Tehillim, "Va'ani spilosi lecha Hashem eis ratzayin." The Zohar HaKadosh says there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says beferish that there is a time which is called an eis ratzayin for tefillah. There is a time which is not an eis ratzayin for tefillah. And note, it's interesting. The Zohar HaKadosh brings this. Where does the Zohar HaKadosh explain this whole item? It says in Chumash where Hashem was telling Avram Avinu about the fact that there's going to be a whole situation with Sedaim, that Sedaim is very bad, and Hashem said, I heard the screams, and I'm going to turn the whole place inside out. So right there, the pasuk sticks in that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Va'avraham choyo yihia legoi godoil v'otzum v'nevruchu v'cho komish v'chais v'adam v'zarecho. That Avram Avinu is going to be a very great, and all the worlds, all the nations of the world are going to be blessed from him, etc., etc. Hashem gave him a whole bracha over there. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, why did Hashem pick this time specifically? In other words, what kind of place is this over here for Hashem to give him a bracha? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem wanted to show that although there's going to be a smash, a destruction, havoc wreaked on Sedaim, Hashem wanted to show that at the same time that there's going to be all this havoc wreaked on Sedaim, still, for Avraham, there's going to be a bracha. In other words, the fact that Hashem is capable of showing din to one and chesed to another at the same time. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, one of the Tanaim asked, how can you say that if we know that there's a pasuk that says, Beferish, Va'ani spilosi lecha Hashem eis ratzayin, which seems to imply that there is an eis ratzayin, which is across the board. In other words, which seems to span straight across a time which is good, a time when things are great, and there's chas v'shalom the opposite of eis ratzayin, implying that that's also across the board. That there would be a time when Hashem is Bechina's din, which would travel across the board. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the Tanaim answered, Holy Yochid v'hol Rabin. When we talk about a Yochid gets up to Davin Hashem, then he has to deal with this concept of Eis Ratzayin versus non-Eis Ratzayin. When you have a minion davening, when you have Tefillah of the Tzibur, then there's no concept of Eis Ratzayin, no Eis Ratzayin. Then it's guaranteed, there's no Zimen de Shoma, Zimen de Loi Shoma. Their tefillah is always Bechinas Eis Ratzayin. And you see that Rabbi Zal once said, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Ki Ata Shemei Tefillahs Kol Pa'am Chisrael Berachamim. You, Hashem, always accept the tefillah of a Jew, Berachamim, when it's with kindness. Rabbi Zal said that one of these Sifra Kabbalah bring, Ki Ata Shemei Tefillahs Kol Pa'am Chisrael, you, Hashem, are guaranteed to accept the tefillah of a Jew when it's Bitzibur. The word Barachamim is Bigimatria Bitzibur, exactly. That Bitzibur makes it Eis Ratzon. By a Yochim, there is this concept of Zimni Neshama, Zimni Neloi Shama. By a Tzibur, there's no such concept, period. So the Zohar HaKadosh wants to show, and that's one answer. And another answer the Zohar HaKadosh says is that when it pertains to the whole world, there could be a split, as we see here. Hashem was angry at Sedaim. He was going to turn Sedaim inside out. And he showed that in the same moment that he's going to turn Sedaim inside out, Va'avraham Hoyu, he gave Avraham Avinu a big bracha, to show Kaviyochol how Hashem is capable of splitting out in this way. In other words, this concept of Zimin Neshama, Zimin Lo Shema applies to a Yochid, to one person, not to a Tzibur, and certainly not within the world. Within the world, it's possible that the Itim should be split. That at the same time that it's a bad time for this guy, it could still be a good time for someone else, period. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, Kishat Tzadik Tzorcha Vakesh Meisah Shem Yisborach Yochai Liyo Yisholim L'Bakashosai. It's possible that they shouldn't fulfill his bakosha. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says clearly, Ki Zimnin D'Shoma V'Zimnin D'Loi Shoma, that there are times when they listen, there are times which are more mesugal for accepting the tefillah, there are times which are less mesugal. Aval yesh tzadik, but there is a tzadik sheyochel ligzer, who can issue a decree, v'loimar, and say, ani oimer sheyihye kein, I decree that this and this should happen, and he has the power to override completely this whole business of Zimin the Shama, Zimin the Lay Shama. He can force the issue that his bakosha should be granted. V'zeh b'chinas, Rabbi Nizal says, this is what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the sons of Aharon and say to them, this is the way you should give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael, emor lahem, say to them. Emor lahem, say to them. This is how you give them a bracha, emor lahem, say to them. Rabbi Nizal explains, Hainu she'ani oimer she'yihye kein. Meaning this, emor lahem, you say to them, you Moshe Rabbeinu give a say, and that you have the power to force the issue, that the bracha should work. In other words, it should override any concept of itim or anything like that. In other words, in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is saying that there is a tzaddik in every generation who is zichet to this bechino of vatigzar oimer vayokam lach. He has the power to force the issue, to override everything that's going on in heaven at times, and to force a certain thing to go through. And we find again, the Gemara says this concept of tzaddik Moshe b'yiras elokim, that a tzaddik, has this power that with his yiras elokim, which means his tefillah, he is a Moshel, he's a ruler, he can even kaviyochel rule over Hashem. Hashem says, me Moshel be tzaddik. As the Pasuk says, tzaddik Moshel be rasulikim. Which tzaddik? Specifically this tzaddik. Whereas other tzaddikim, it's possible zim in the Shama, zim in the Lo Shama. However, Rav Moshe Zalman, Kutei Aruch says, what's the type of zim in the Lo Shama that tzaddik davens and nothing happens? The answer is chas v'shalom. Number one, at times the tefillah is used for different things completely, higher things. So what? I go to Davin, they use the tefillah for something else completely, and I get what I'm asking for gets lost in the shuffle. Rav Moshe Zalman says, chas v'shalom. There also, you're guaranteed that whenever a tzaddik davens for anything, it makes a reshim, it makes an imprint, it definitely affects the item. And you should know that if the tefillah wasn't said for this item, it could be much worse. Regardless, that's the bitochin that you always have to have. Elamai, there are times which are more misugal for the tefillah to go through more easily and slide through and accomplish the whole thing in one zetz, whereas times that it's a little bit more difficult, but we can never dare, chas v'shalom, say that the tefillah doesn't make a reshimu, that there's any tefillah at all that doesn't make an imprint, that doesn't accomplish something, period. Baruch Hashem.
Yes, good question. First of all, I understand what you said about Abraham. What was the whole point there? That in the middle of the Torah, Hashem told him that I'm going to bless you.
Right. In other words, the Torah starts off by saying Hashem is very bad mood, kaviyachol, very angry, and he's saying, I see what's going on in Sodom, and I'm going to fix their wagon and everything. And the next pasuk is, Va'avraham hoya yi elagoy god ha'atzim. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Hashem wanted to show that although he was in a state of anger, although this was a time of anger, he was still giving out a bracha to Avraham Avinu. So one of the Tanaim in the Zohar Kodesh says, no, how could you say that? We know that the nature of Hashem is just the opposite, that there's a time of anger, which would seem to imply time of anger spans everybody. How? How do we know this, the Zohar Kodesh says? Because there's a pasuk which says, Vanis filosi lo Hashem eis ratzoin. And from there we learn out, Zimin the Shoma, Zimin the Lo Shoma. So based on that, it seems to imply that if it's a time of anger, then there shouldn't be any brachas being given out to Avraham Avinu and all of this stuff. You understand?
Right.
So the Zohar Kodesh says, no. Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. That number one, when we say this concept of Zimin the Shama, Zimin the Lo Shama, you should know, number one, that applies to a tefilas yochid. By a tefilas yochid, it's possible for there to be that he comes at a bad time, kaviyochel in heaven, and his tefilah is not accepted. In other words, it doesn't fully accomplish what it's supposed to. Whereas the tefilah of a tzibur, there's no concept of eis ratzon. It overrides. Whenever the tzibur davens, that's eis ratzon. That's item number one. Number two, the Zohar Kodesh says, certainly, when it applies to the world, when we talk about the whole world, there certainly it can be an ace toy for this one, while it's an ace ra for this whole gang. That was for Sodom, at this moment, there was a very bad time, and Avraham Avinu was a good time. That certainly is no problem. tells your kasha was that it says vanis filosi l'cha Hashem Yisratzlaim. The answer is vanis filosi. That was a yachid talking. Dovra Melech. By a yachid, within a yachid, it's possible for there to be ace rotzlein and non-ace rotzlein. Straight across the board. That for this yachid, right now, it's either good time or bad time. Whereas when we talk about the world as a whole, we don't say that there's ace rotzlein for the world as a... It could be for Sadaim it's a bad ace, and for Avraham Avinu is a good ace, no sweat. This is what the Zohar Kodesh explains. And it's that place that the Zohar Kodesh brings out this item of Zen and the Shamas and the Leshama. Based on this pasuk, Vanis Filosi L'cha Hashem Yisrael.
I mean, our times aren't there, it's an ace versus everybody.
Possibly again, but again, for Yidden, not for Goyim necessarily. L'havdol. For sure.
When we say, when we combine the fact that, you know, Zin and the Leishama is in the Shama, plus the fact that there is a Tzaddik who can be Gozer and anything can happen.
Right.
So do we have to say that, like, when a bad thing happens to the, you know, other, excluding, let's say, sudden types of things where there wasn't preparation for, but things that happen over a long period of time, bad things that happen, so do we have to say that, let's say, the Tzaddikim at that time, real, you know, allowed it or realized that it should happen, even though it seemed bad?
No. We assume that they davened. But even in their tefillah, sometimes they're sitting in the shamas and the lo shamas.
Even over a period of time.
Exactly, 100%. Moshe Rabbeinu, did he want to get there at Israel? Yes. He davened 515 tefillahs, and it wasn't enough. If he would have davened one more, it would have pushed the whole thing over. Why? Because it's that combination of Moshe, Yosef, David. In other words, the Ace Rotzlein is Shabbos at Mincha time. When you get this super Ace Rotzlein combination, the Koilel, Moshe Yosef David with the Kola, which is the Gematria 516, that's the Tzaddik who's Bechina Spatim Zahra Mavayakam Lach. That's Rabbeinu Zahra, who was able to force the, in other words, who was able to pull through to succeed at this item of getting Terence Yisrael. You know, that's the an example of it. Period. But we assume that they davened in every generation. They tried. Sometimes Hashem wanted that it should be such a way, and it was too bad. Right?
We wanted a certain time in history where the Tzaddikim knew certain names of Hashem and it stopped certain Yisroel from having to use it, but they weren't allowed to use it.
At times, of course. Well, it's understood that there were Tzaddikim in every generation who could force the issue in a sense, but they knew when to do that or not to. Period. But Rabbeinu Zal is implying here that you should know, number one, that this doesn't apply to every Tzaddik. That there is a Tzaddik who is in this Bechina.
There is a Tzaddik in every God?
Right. That's from what I recall, either from Rebbe's Zal or from the Likutei Halachos, because that's the implication here, for
sure.
That the Tzaddik Emes, he's the one who has this Bechina, that he can override everything.
When
he knows when to use it. When he knows when to use it, no, he's the one who knows when.
That goes for every
Tzaddik. That goes for every, not just every Tzaddik, for every year. In other words, a year, here's the Zim and the Shema, Zim and the Shema, it might put a damper on this topic of Tzaddik. But Moslems are forewarned on the Kutei Halacha is chas v'sharam. You should know that even in the case where the tefillah is being used for something else totally, you should know that it still has to affect a reshimu for the item that you're davening for. You must make a dent in that item. That's guaranteed positive. Nothing overrides that.
So this is also Tzaddik Emes. Such a thing doesn't happen. We daven for something, it's not used for this, and tefillah is used for something else.
Definitely.
It does happen by Tzaddik Emes?
That could happen, 100%.
Whatever he happens.
No, not whatever he happens. Right. When he turns this on, in other words, when he decides to force the issue, he can say, I say that such and such had happened, and that overrides everything. You have the case of the Zohar Kodesh, Hashem gave a decree that a Malach should come down and destroy. But Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal said, I don't want to know why or what. I said no. Malach said, what do you mean you said no? Hashem said, do this. He said, then go tell Hashem. I said no. He went up, and Hashem sent him down again. These little Kodesh says, he came down, and he said, I'm sorry, I'm here to finish the mission. He said, now I'm telling you, if you don't get lost, I'm going to get you. Period. The Zohar Kodesh says this, and picture this is a conversation that took place. The Malach went back to Hashem and he said, I suggest you hold off now because I think he means it. Period. This is a case, the Malach didn't invent the Gzeira, it was a Gzeira from Hashem, Kavi Yochel. This is the Bechina of Tzaddik Meishel, the Yiras Olikim. He was able to be Meishel to say that, I'm sorry, you know, not now. Don't do it while I'm around. Period. Go ahead.
Is there only one Tzaddik in the door of Ezizkaya?
That I'm not positive. But I'm saying it seems that it applies specifically to the Tzaddik Emes, for sure.
This says that...
And it seems that this isn't a common power. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal is implying here, You know, not everybody has this koyach, but this is reserved for special, special tzaddikim.
For special situations, basically?
Yeah.
It is, I mean, before we see such a thing, Sidras is called something within on this, like on Tanaisim,
I'm telling you again, that's where Rav Nosson Zal says you should know it's not.
Well, Sidras says there's no such thing as an emotional.
Right. So I'm telling you, therefore, again, certain times we can see to what extent it was Shama, what extent it wasn't. But you should know for sure that when a tzibur davenes, any time that they're davening is Esrot Zayin, the tefillah is niskaver. To what extent and what that, we're not the accountants. We don't know. But this is a guarantee that the Zohar Kodesh gives. These are the facts. This is how they work in Shemayim. By the way, you'll note again, we talk about this tzibur. A tzibur is 10 people, right? A tzibur is 10 people. Kaviyochel, this Eis Ratzon is also a combination of 10. Who are the 10? Moshe, Yosef, David. Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of the three upper spheros. Shin, Mo. The Shin stands for the three upper spheros. The Mo is three times Yud-Kei. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the three upper spheros. Yosef is six times Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yosef is the six lowest spheros. David HaMelech is the Malchus. So Kaviyochel, these three form a tzibur. These three form a minion. That's why the time of their Hisalkus is so misugal. We say Vanisilcha, Hashem is Trotzlein, is Daika Shabbos et Mincha, when we say the three Tzidkoschos. But these three Tzadikim who passed away, because they are a Bechina of a minion. They are the combination of all 10 Midas of Hashem, all 10 Spirois, Amichlal, and these three Tzadikim. Okay. Next. Baruch Hashem. Teil Reish Chof Dalid. Rabbeinu Zal says, Afilu harachaykim min hatzadik, he mekablim chiyus veha'ora min hatzadik. Even those who are far from the tzadik, they also draw their chiyus and light from the tzadik. How? Al yidei shemechase aleihem. By the fact that the tzadik covers them. By the fact that the tzadik covers them. Kamoy ho'ilon, like a tree. Sheyeshloy anofim uklipo ve'alim. We know that a tree has different parts to it. It has branches, it has klipa. A tree has on it certain parts that are total waste, in a sense, va'alin, and branches. V'kulam shayavim chiyas min ho'ilon. And all of these parts draw their chiyas from the trunk of the tree. V'yesh asavim sherechaykim min ho'ilon. There are grass that are far from the tree, like let's say 50 feet away from the tree, there's grass growing. And it appears a person would never dream that this grass is drawing chiyas from this tree. And yet, and the fact is that even those grasses that are distant from the trunk of the tree, they're still drawing chiyas from this tree. In what way? The tree protects them. Umatzilon min hashemesh. It provides shade for them. In that manner alone, the fact that the branches extend and provide shade over that grass, in that manner alone, the tree is helping them. Rabbi Nizal says, Ken yesh eitzlat tzadik b'chinas alin va'anofim. So too by the tzadik, there are those who are the branches of the tzadik, or the anofim. Alin and anofim means larger size branches, smaller size branches, which are the talmidim, those who are closer, those who are a little more distant, but they're actually mekusher to the tzaddik. And Rabbi Nizal says, Kama shekos b'makom achar, as is found in another term of the Gemara, Rabbi Nizal says that the mekurovim to the tzaddik are like the branches of the tree, and we had it in Teres Samach Hei, I believe, on the Kutamaran, or Samach Vov on the Kutamaran in the beginning. And Rabbi Nizal says, Ba'afilu harachaykin mekablam chiyas mimenu, al yidei shemachas aleyem kamoi ho'ilam kanal. Even those who are far from the tzaddik, they too draw a certain kind of chiyas from the tzaddik in the fact that he protects them from the light of the shemesh. Period. Now the question is, how do we make this, how do we clarify this a little bit better? I saw something in the Kutei Halachas, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't mention it related to this Torah specifically, but it seems that it might clarify this topic a little. You have a person who's far from the tzaddik, and we say that still he's getting chiyas from the tzaddik in the same manner that the branches of the tree protect the grass of the tree, in that it protects it from the light of the sun.
The question is, do we call that giving chiyus? The fact that it protects it from getting burned by the sun. In other words, meaning that if these branches were not there, this grass could get scorched by the light of the sun and it wouldn't be able to live, period. The answer is, Rabbi Nissan explains in one place in the Kitei Halachos, we had this recently, where Rabbi Nissan said that a little bit of machlekes against the tzaddik sometimes helps the tzaddik. Why? Because it helps two categories of people. Those who are zeicher to come close to the tzaddik, even though there's machlekes, even though there are these problems. So for them, the fact that there were these manias in coming close, that to them is a tremendous blessing. Because Rabbi Nizal says that when a person has to break manias to get close to the tzaddik, that rough part, that hardship in getting close, is what generates kalim in which to receive the Torah of the tzaddik, etc., etc. That's for them. On the other hand, for those who aren't zeicher to get close to the tzaddik, Rabbi Nizal says for them also it's a benefit that there is this machlokes. Why? Because if they would get close to the tzaddik, it would be a bechina of riboy shemen. It could hurt them, it could damage them. Those who aren't zeicher to get close to the tzaddik, in a way it's a benefit to them that there is this machlokes. Because if they would get close to him, it would be blinding, the light would be blinding. And in other words, in a sense, it would do them more damage than the state that they're in now, with a machlokes marachim, so they're able to survive in a sense. In other words, because the light of the tzaddik is just too bright for them. They're not zeicher to have enough kalim and everything, so that if they would become close, it would be damaging to them. Now the question is, are they still getting their chiyus from the tzaddik? The answer is definitely. There's no other place to get it from. Hashem is mashpia, all chiyus, all these spheroids shine into the sphero. In other words, all these spheroids, chachma bina das, chesed rot feres, netzach chayid, are all eros. Where do they become nichlal? In what do they become nichlal? They become nichlal in the yisoid. The yisoid is the pipe through which all of this light is channeled to whom? To the malchus, period. So there's no question at all that even those who are far from the tzaddik, they still must draw chiyus from the tzaddik. Elamai, those who are close, those who are branches of the tree or leaves of the tree, they draw actual chiyus from him. In other words, nourishment, Torah, chidushin, hiskarvus, everything. Those for whom it is impossible to become branches of this tree or leaves of this tree and everything, for them also the tzaddik performs a function in the fact that they're not part of the tree, that what? He doesn't allow them to get burned. In other words, the fact alone that he's merachik them in a sense, he doesn't let them come close. So they can't get this bechin of ribui shemen in a sense. That's also a form of giving them chiyus. Because again, you have a blade of grass, you pour enough fire on it, in other words, enough sun on it, it dries up, it dries out, chas v'shalom, it gets burnt, and it dies, chas v'shalom. You take a person who doesn't have enough kalim to receive this light, you feed him too much light, he'll dry out. In other words, he'll evaporate, he'll burn up, and zero, won't be useful anymore. So for those also who are not part of the tree, the tzaddik is performing a function for them. Not that he's nourishing them, but he's performing a function for them. They owe him a toiv in that he's not allowing them to get burned. He's not allowing them to get harmed by this bechin of ribui shemen, period.
I'm saying there's a lot of Jews that aren't really meant to be restless, but they have to, the only thing is they should throw stones.
Most definitely. Very, very most definitely. Because as Rebbe Zal mentioned, as some of the old Breslau Hasidim said, it says that La'osid Lavoi, Hashem said, V'nasati Lachem Le'Posar, there's going to come a time when the whole world is going to recognize this. But that's not for now. There's no way in the world that could happen now. Period. Not possible until B'as Mashiach.
But at the same time, it's like, there are people that, in other words, they won't be held accountable if they didn't become breastless. It's only how they treated the son against.
Possibly.
All the aces and things that Rebbe Zal says, and it demonstrates that he stresses the importance of learning safer. He doesn't mention like any qualification. It's much like the same for everyone.
No question at all. In other words, there is no question at all that it could help everybody.
So they're willing to reach him.
No. It could help everybody, each one on his level. And there is a person who's on such a low level that you give, if he would have a drop of this oil, it would be enough to damage him. Chas v'shalom. Just as, I'll give you the best example, a person who's blind, a person who hasn't seen for 50 years, walks out of his darkness into a sudden light that regular people could walk around in, they're walking around everything, that light could blind him. In other words, you have people, chas v'shalom, who are sick, who are blind.
when they recuperate, it's got to be done in a very, very staged development, because for them, even what's normal for other people would be blinding for them. So I'm telling you again, there are people who are on such a low level, Rahman al-Islam, that due to their problems, and due to the problems of Olam Hazeh, the fact that the world, now the kashya is, then how in the future is it going to be able to be Mesakanim? The answer is then, everything is going to be all fixed up, there'll be enough tzimtzumim and this and that and everything, said that tzaddik will be able to help anyone, anyone. Everyone's going to have their ticket inside the tzaddik. But nowadays, due to the situation, due to the fact that people don't have the prophets and sunnah and everything, it is, Rav Nosson Zal says on the Likutei Halacha, is that there are people whom if they would be mekusha to the tzaddik, the light would be too blinding for them.
Yeah, but that's what I was asking. So why does Rav Nosson Zal, like, he doesn't make, when, I mean, all the things he says, he doesn't make any qualifications. Like, he's like a person who...
Not true. He does make qualifications. Throughout the Sefer, he makes qualifications. For example, Rabbi Nizal said that he himself had his Spoidedus, had laid before many times for 6-7 hours a day, etc. But he said for his Talmidim, because we are on such a low level, the maximum late Nishbar that we're permitted is an hour a day. Because if we try to do more, it could damage us. So, and many of the Eitzes here are defined differently for different people, no question at all. It's not one Eitzah across the board for everybody. Definitely not. There's certain items that Rabbeinu Zal said everyone must have. He spoiled us certain other items. But when it comes to other Eitzahs that are found here, they're defined differently for different people. 100%. 100%.
So based on some, in relation to what I said before, the person has to be like careful with what, in other words, who can come kosher, because there are, very learned people that read Rabbeinu Zal's Torah and liked it and everything. And they said, unfortunately, when they said, oh, breast was too high for you ordinary people. It's,
right.
Telling another word, that's why certain people didn't study the Torah, because they would tell for you it's...
Right, all different kinds of things to be marachic then.
What does it mean by the tzaddik here? Does it mean the tzaddik in this? Or?
Where?
You know, in Kishah HaTzaddik, in Arachot Yemin HaTzaddik. Meaning, one tzaddik who's everybody receives from...
No, I think here it's referring to Chalal Toi Tzaddik Emes, any tzaddik Emes. Period. They still, although again, Rabbeinu Zal brings a different tzaddik, that all the tzaddikim draw from the Malva HaGadol, which is the tzaddik and it's the Reish Bayis, no question at all.
And everybody...
But each tzaddik is the Bechinas Ilan. That's how we explain, by the way, in the first story in Sipurei Maaseis, where it says he met an Adam Gadol who was carrying the tree. That's the Bechinas Tzaddik. Rabbi Yochanan, when he teaches those stories in Sipurei Maaseis, this concept of a tree refers to a tzaddik. Emes
is Bechinas Ilan?
Exactly. Ki ho'odom eitz ha'sodah, ki ho'odom eitz, ho'odom is a tzaddik. No, it's not odom, right? Ho'odom, the odom, ones who are special, they are eitz b'chinas eitz ha'sodah. This eitz ha'chayim, the Torah, they are the Torah. Talmud Chacham is like a sefer Torah.
And every person, every Jew is, in some form, receives chiyus from eight tzaddik.
Exactly, a million billion percent. As we had in the Torah Nun Vav, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Bechina of Malchus, that each one has a Bechina of Malchus, and has to see to it, use this Malchus the right way, to provide for people. You recall the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, where he saw that he was the tree, unto Ilana, the Mosai, the Chula Bay. The Melech is the one who gives out Shefa to everybody else. That's the tree, the Tzaddik, who gives Shefa to everybody else, period. So there's no question at all that there isn't a person in the world, even the goyim, Rav Nosson Zal brings down the Kotei Halachos, draw from the Koyach HaTzaddik. No question at all. 1,000,000%. Anyone who has any chiyus in this world, it must meha oichel yotzo marachol. All shefa comes from the oichel, tzaddik oichel l'sevan avshay. That refers to the tzaddik emes. All shefa comes from him.
Is it trying to say that there could be a common problem also, in a certain sense, even though, in other words, on his level, he's developed himself completely, and he doesn't have the proper came to be pushed to remain himself.
What do you mean by he doesn't have the proper care?
I see certain
people who are learned in Torah and yet they don't seem to be able to hook up to this, you're saying?
Yeah,
the answer is definitely.
I'll say he has a reshum of all of those who have to be in the core of the community.
Have you ever put in a sense a list? Rabbeinu Zal picks out those who are to become a core to him. It's a tremendous zechira. But yet, regardless, those who are makurav and those who are not makurav, both are drawing chiyus from the tzaddik, each one in different forms. Some in the form of branches of a tree,
some in the form of the grass around the tree that's simply protected from the light of the sun by the branches of the tree. Period. Okay, let's go. Torah Reish Chof Hei. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know, Kishe Horeo Bishleimus, when the lungs are Bishleimus, Al Yedezeh HaBitochin Bishleimus, then a person's trust in Hashem will also be Bishleimus. Ki Iker HaBitochin Bishleimus, Al Yedei HaSechel, in order for a person's Bitochin to be Bishleimus, it must be through Sechel, it must have Sechel. Kemo Yishekosu, as the Pasuk says, Einei Choyel Eilecho Yisaberu, all eyes are turned to you, meaning Bitochin. Einei Choyelecho Yisaberu Va'aton Eslam Esochon Bitoi. Eyes are turned to you. In other words, we put our whole trust in Hashem, our whole trust, our whole faith that our Shefa is going to come from Hashem. That's the Bechina of Bitochin. Bitochin, we should be closing our eyes. We should say, when we say, we should close our eyes. No, 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 you keep your eyes open, Bedafka. That's the time when you're supposed to look up at the sky, to look to Hashem. Why? Because Rabbi Nizal says in this Torah that Bitochin requires Seichel. And Rabbi Nachman Shigurinzal brings in his Sefer Zimra Soretz, he brings that you'll note that this Pasuk, Einech, the Shulchan Aruch says, that the bracha hamaytzi lechem in aretz, bracha to Hashem alakinu alachay lam hamaytzi lechem in aretz, has 10 words corresponding to the 10 words in the pasuk einei chayil elecho yisaveru v'atones nesachon beitoy. The bitochon, the ochlam, the basic oichel is hamaytzi lechem, is lechem, bread. That has dafka, that pasuk has dafka 10 words showing yud al shem hachochma nemra. Yud is seichel, chochma. That bitochin without seichel is not bitochin. Bitochin requires. Rabbi Nizal brings a concept in this Torah, which he doesn't mention in other places, and yet this is found in many places in the Kotei Halacha Yisadis Forim, that bitochin requires seichel. Rabbi Nizal brings in Torah Nun Vom in the Kotei Moran that the main concept of parnosa benokel is totally in one word, das. The kasha is why das? If we say bitochin, the whole concept of parnosa is bitochin. In this play, Rabbi Nizal says that bitochin requires das also. You see, bitochin is not with the hands, it's einei choyle lecho yisaberu. And the einayim al shem hachochmonim. Rabbi Nizal says the eyes, einei zebechinas hasechel, kemo shekosu vati pokachno einei shnehem. Their eyes were pikeach, pokachno, chochmo, sechel. If you recall, we had in a different Torah that das is 10 times yudke vavke, which is bigimatria, twice ayin, the two eyes. Rabbi Nizal brought Matan Katamarani, quoted the Arizal, who said, Beis Pa'omim ayin is Eser Havayos, ayin Yud Nun is 130, twice is 260, which is 10 Havayos, which is a Bechin of Das. How? I don't know exactly. If you recall, people asked me at the time. But the Arizal says that this Indian of Eser Havayos is a Bechin of Das, and he probably explains how. But you see that the Einayim are Indian of Das, Bitochin requires Das, requires Sechel. Or Pirish Rashi al Shema Chochma Nemran. Rashi Kodesh says, Vatipokachno Einei Shnehem refers to Chochma. Ulefi HaSeichel Kein HaBitochin. Rabbi Nizal says, according to how much Seichel a person has, that's how much he realizes that it's not Koichi Vaitzem Yadi. That I can work from today till tomorrow. You could have the biggest genius planning the biggest business deal, and the whole thing flops, period. And he sees that it wasn't Koichi Vaitzem Yadi. So a person who is Seichel to real Seichel is the one who is zeichet to the highest level of bitochin. Tachlis hayidia asher loy neda. The tachlis hayidia is to realize that we don't know, that we have betach b'ashem, that you have to have bitochin in Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal says, ulefi asechel kein wa bitochin, ki yesh kamo mailois umadregois bebitochin ad ein soif. Because bitochin is not a one-level item. Rabbi Nizal says there are many, many levels in bitochin. Bebechinas bitchu b'ashem adei ad. As the Pasuk says, have trust in Hashem forever and ever, adayad, implying again a concept of levels, that there are different levels within bitochin. Rabbi Nizal says, v'hakoyel lefi ha-seichel kanal, and it's all according to how much seichel a person has, that's how much bitochin a person is zeichel to have. V'ikr ha-seichel al yedei horeya, and the main perfection of seichel is dependent on the person's lungs. Ki ikra seichel hu al yedei hawach luchis ha'olam el ha'moyach. the main seichel that a person is zeichet to have is dependent on the liquids that feed the brain. Shehein b'chinas hashemen. They are the concept of oil feeding a flame. The liquids of the body that go up to the brain, they are the concept of oil feeding a flame in a candle. V'hamoyach hi hapsila. The moyach, the brain, is the wick of this candle. V'hanishomo shebemoyach hu ho'oir. The neshama within the brain, there's the brain, and the shehanishomo shebemoychi. The neshama is the light, the actual oir on the psila. Rabbeinu Zal says, Nimso she'ikar kiyum ha-seichel al yidei halachluchi shebeguf. Kiyum ha-seichel. If I take a little piece of cotton and I light it, it'll light for 3 seconds, no sweat, it'll go out in 3 seconds. Kiyum ha-seichel, the light should burn for 3-4 hours or for 50 hours or eternally, is totally in how much shemen you pour into that candle, right? You keep feeding shemen, the light can burn forever. So the oyer of the candle, the oyer of the brain, is totally in how much shamnunis is being fed to it. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'halach luchis hu al yedei nimtso, she'ikar kiyum ha-seichel hu al yedei halach luchis shebeguf. V'halach luchis hu al yedei horeya. And the air conditioning system, the moisturizing system within the body is the lungs. K'muva b'tikunei zayar, as is brought in tikunei zayar, il molei kanfei rea demenash v'alibo, havoliba oikid kol gufo. If not for the two bronchioles, the two wings of the lungs that rest on the heart, that constantly air condition it, cool it, the heart would burn up the whole body. So what organ of the body is the one that maintains the lachluchis, the moisture, the wetness within the body? It's the lungs, dafka. V'zeh b'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'hoyu ha'kruvim persei knofayim al ha'kapleres. This is a spectacular item that the Zohar HaKadosh says. The lave is the bechina of the Torah. Kosvom al luach libecho. The lave is the bechina of the Torah, the luchos. The Torah is oyer. Kiner mitzvah the Torah oyer. Oyer has the power to burn, to destroy. So the luchos in the Beis HaMikdosh corresponded, the oroin in the Beis HaMikdosh corresponded to a person's heart. Kosvom, the oroin in the Beis HaMikdosh had in it the luchos. Kosvom al luach libecho. The heart is pumping. It's generating heat, friction, everything. Where did you have, so the heart in the body has on it two items, the two branches of the lungs, the two wings, it's called kanfei rea, that cool it constantly. Kaviyochel, in the Beis HaMikdosh, you had a similar concept. You had the oroin, which has in it the luchos, which is the lave, the bechina, the lave. On top of the oroin were the kruvim, persei chnofayim al hakapoiris. The kruvim were the images, these images with the faces of children, and it had wings. It had wings cooling off like the wings, the lungs. If you look at a picture of the lungs, it's like the wings of a bird cooling off, because whenever you have oyer alone, it's no good. It's damaging. You must have this combination of the sun and the moon. You must have this combination of the heart and the lungs. Always this combination of the two. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'yakruvim porisei chnofayim al kapoiris. The Zohar HaKadosh says, kapurto delibo. The kapoiris refers to the heart, the cover of the heart. Kaviyochono, who's covering it up, that it shouldn't burn, it shouldn't destroy. Nimtza, what do we see from here? Shal yidei horeyo niskayim halachluchis, shalo yisyabe shal yidei alev. That it's the lungs that see to it that there should be constant moisture, wetness, feeding the brain, this shemen feeding the brain, so that it shouldn't get dried out through the lave. The lave is generating heat, which could dry out the lachluchis in the body. The lungs, by taking in air, wetness, moisture, are constantly putting a cooling on this. They are maintaining the liquid in the body. They are maintaining the shemen that feeds the brain. V'al-yidei-zeh kiyum ha-seichel. And that's what makes for the kiyum ha-seichel. Shehu b'chinas ner doylek. The seichel is a concept of a candle burning. Val yidei halachluchisanal, through this moisture, through this wetness. Val yidei haseichel nasa habitochim kanal. And through seichel, a person is zeichet to bitochim. Once there's seichel, which is the b'china of einayim, then you can have the einayim looking to Hashem with bitochim. Nimtzo sheshleimus habitochim al yidei shleimus horeya. So we see from here that Shleimus HaBitochin is toloi in Shleimus Horeo. because Shleimus HaBitochin is totally in Shleimus HaSechel, which is totally on the Reya. If A is, if C is dependent on B and B is dependent on A, so C is dependent on A. This is what Rabbeinu Zal has determined so far in this title.
Remember we talk about Sechel, for Bitochin, we're talking about type Sechel.
Sechel Diktusha. Sechel Diktusha. Knowing about Hashem. What?
I'm saying knowing that you don't know anything.
That's one item. But I'm saying, in other words, note, when you talk about Emunah, how does a person get to Emunah? The only way to get to Emunah is through Das, through Sechel. In other words, the only way to get to Das is through Emunah. But on the other hand, it's reversed. When you talk about the Emunah of any world, how do you get to it? Only after having come through the levels of Chochmah Bina Das below it, do you get to the Malchus of the next world, which is Emunah. So we see again that there's a dependency. To get to Bitochon, you have to have Sechon. To get to Bitochon, to Emunah, you have to have Sechon.
People practice Sechon on what? Based on what? The Torah?
Exactly. What else is called Sechon? Sechon Kedusha, obviously. Tzera, Kedusha.
You're talking about point faith.
Right.
Person first coming, becoming religious, has to be based on some type of Sechon.
Definitely. Rabbeinu Zal has a small term in the Kutaman, which we're going to have later, where Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who has Emunah alone can fall. Person is lechad to have Emunah and Das, that person has you know, cannot fall. That person can be lechad not to be able to fall. You must have both. You must have the kapoiris, the orim. You must have the kruvim, this combination of the kruvim and the kapoiris, the heart and the lungs. Chochma and malchus, the first time we look at Emunah. Emunah and Das. Without that, the whole Hagdamah, the first time in this Sefer, sets forth that precedent that either one, you're going to want to have tefillah alone, you're a chassid. Torah alone, you're a misnagid. You want to be a breslover? A breslover is emunah and das. Torah and tefillah, the combination. That's how you have a kiyum as a Jew.
One here is the emunah,
the lungs? Huh?
The lungs.
No way. But nothing, we're talking about, you have to have bitachon. In order to have bitachon, Bitachon is another word for Emunah, let's say. Let's say we're using those words interchangeably. Huh?
I just thought you said the lave and the lung are about
exactly. In which case, the lave would be the chachma, the lungs would be the malchus. The lungs have no light. The lave is oyer, chama, the chama and the lavana. You understand? This concept of a cooling system versus a fire.
You must say the fire parts in the lungs.
So everything is relative. In other words, he's quoting a place where we once said that the lungs are the touch, but you see that in that place, I'll show you proof how everything is relative. There, are the lungs being used to refer to the chama or the levona? Even in what you said, it's being used to refer, which one of the two is the bechina of tzimtzum, the chama or the levona? There, Rabbeinu Zal said that each person has oyer, his slavos, but his slavos alone is no good, you're going to burn up. Therefore, you must have the chamisha chumshei Torah. That will give you a place to channel your oyer, to be metzamtzem your oyer. We give you 613 kalim into which to channel your oyer. There, the Torah is being referred to as the bechina of levana, compared to this concept of oyer ein soif, this hislavus of a person. I'm showing you how everything. I'm saying, believe me, this isn't my own lumdus. This is how you have to learn this stuff. Everything is relative. In other words, there are times when we refer to the Torah as the air conditioning system. Compared to this, 100%.
Doesn't Rabbeinu Zal say you don't have to have mercy on a fool?
Right.
So you gotta have. It's important to have that.
100%. 100%. Okay.
So what does it mean to be b'shlemus?
What?
What does it mean when the rei is b'shlemus?
The rei is b'shlemus. Let's continue.
May saying like that,
and
I have mercy, and rechman on a person doesn't have
rechman
on himself. Does that mean like that a person who is a Muslim like Taitis who could do better, but is just turning a deaf ear to it?
It depends. No, this is not a discussion of now. It's a whole. That's a function of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are the ones who have to judge who to be mekarav, who to be marachek, and who's considered too far. All of those things. It's not for us. Okay. We'll see soon. What does Shleimus Horeo mean? Number one, there's a whole bunch of Torahs in the Qur'an that discuss that, in the Qur'an Tanina, which we're going to come to. Plus, we'll see if Rabbeinu Zal will say anything further for us on that here. We'll see soon. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'azai yecholin lasos mehatzivtzuf. דהיינו הכל היוצא מהקונה, שהוא רק כל פשוט וצפצוף, שיהיה נעשה דיבור על ידי המוצוי ספה שמחתכן הדיבור. We're gonna explain. Rabbein Zal says, once a person is zeiche to shleimus horeya, through which he's zeiche to have seichel, through which he's zeiche to have the proper kind of bitachon, then that person is capable of making from chirping, tzivtzuf means chirping, dahainu hakoil hayotze mehakone, chirping referring to the voice that comes forth from the windpipe, shehurak koil poshut v'tzivtzuf, which is just either a plain sound like, in other words, no words, not tzimtzumim, not specific words, or tzifzuf, or just stam chirping, but again, not being put into actual words, then a person can turn that stuff into sheyenase dibur, to turn it into dibur, al yidei hei moitzoi sapeh shemechatchen adibur, through the five kalim of the mouth, which actually slice up this sound emanating from the throat, emanating from the windpipe, originating from the lungs, and make from it dibur. Now, by the way, just for a second, koil and dibur are which two letters of Hashem's name? Vav and K. Koil is the vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Dibur is malchus. In other words, again, in this specific content, there were times where we had before the dibur is givurais, u givuras ko yidaberu, Rabbein Zal said beferish. In the manner which we're talking about now, koil is zerampin, dibur is malchus. Koil refers to the kone, the shis is kohen shebe kone, the six rings of cartilage in the kone, which is the vov of yud kei vav kei. When the verbiage comes out of the windpipe, it just comes out stam. It's when it passes through the chech, the throat, the goroin, the chech, the lips, the teeth, that it's the K that works on it. That was the oyer coming from the yud kei vav of Hashem. When it goes past the K, the last K, the Malchus, Malchus is mitzamsing. That last hey, it's these five organs of the mouth, the lips, the teeth, etc., etc., that are mitzamsing the koil and turn it out as precise kalim, precise words. So Rabbein Zal said, a person who does all the things that we just said till now, that's the person who can turn koil into dibur. Another word that he used for koil was tziftzuf, just stam chirping, to turn it into actual chituch hadibur. How? Rabbein Zal explains, ki ikar hahevdol shiyesh bein odom lechai hu al yidei chituch hadibur. The main distinction between man and animal is the concept of chituch hadibur, being able to specify, in other words, speak a whole language which has verbiage where the words are chopped off, you know, very much, very precise type of language. Rabbein Dahainu Sheho Odom Oise Mehatsiftsuf Vahakoil Chituch Oisiyos Vahadibur. A human makes from the plain tziftzuf, from the regular chirping that emanates from anybody's voice box, the voice box of any animal, you know, any type of animal, a human has the power to make from it actual Chituch Oisiyos and Dibur. Rabbein Zal says, Ki Gam Behemois Vahoifois Yesh Lahem Koil Vitsiftsuf. Animals and birds, they also have koil and siftzuf. However, rak she'en lohem chituch ho'isiyos v'adibur, but they don't have a power as much as humans do in being able to chop off the words, in other words, being able to make whole sentences, make something that's as precise a verbiage, precise a language, as the human language. Rabbein Zal says, v'zeh geder ha'odom, she'yochoil lachtoi chadibur kanal. The definition of odom is medaber, one who's capable of generating actual dibur. V'lovoi lebechinas geder odom, and in order to get to the level of odom, hu'al yidei tztoko. It's through the mitzvah of tztoko that a person is like to get to the level of odom. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, when Hashem wanted to create man, the Pasuk says, Hashem said, Nase Odom, let us make man, Uchsiv, and it says, by Rus, V'shem ho'ish, asher osisi imoy hayoim, the man whom I made today, I did him a favor today. Rus said to Naomi, the man whom I made today, what did she make him with? By her taking tzedakah from him, by Rus accepting Tzedakah from Boaz, she said, I made him. In other words, he didn't do me a favor in giving. More than he gave me, I gave him. She said, I, the Shemuish, Asher Osisi Imoi. I made him. I created him. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Ma hosam Tzedakah, afkan Tzedakah, kamo shekosu bezoyar. The Zohar Kodesh says that this, when Hashem said, Naase Odom, that was a Bechina of Tzedakah. That was a Bechina of the charitableness of Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, in being willing to create man. The term Osisi Imoi, it says over there that Boaz gave her food and everything. She was the Oni, Boaz gave her food. So when she related the story back to Naomi, she said, you know, I met this man today, and he gave me food and everything. And she said, the name of this man whom I made was Boaz. So the Gemara says, what did she mean, the name of this man whom I made? The Gemara says, because when a person gives a poor person tzedakah, much more than you're giving him, he's giving you. You're giving him an item, he's actually creating you. He's a bechina of making you. So we see this term Osisi refers to tzedakah. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Pasuk says Nase Odom, the Zohar HaKadosh is the one who hooks up that Nase Odom to the Pasuk V'Shem Wish Asher Osisi Imoi. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that when Hashem said Nase Odom, that was the Bechina of tzedakah. So we see that how do you have Nase Odom? Through tzedakah. When a person gives tzedakah, that's how he makes himself this Bechina of Odom, which means real Chituch HaDibur. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu shayidei tzedakah nase bechinas Odom, shu bechinas dibur kana. Through the mitzvah of tzedakah, a person becomes an Odom, which means this bechina of dibur, which we said. Vizehu, this is why the Gemara darshins in Rosh Hashanah, on the posuk, where the posuk says, they eloi sa'acher, in other words, moitzeis vasecho, tishmur, watch what comes out of your mouth. Whenever you promise to give a donation to the Beis Hamikdash, watch what comes out of your mouth. And the Gemara there darshins that there's an extra word, beficha, in that posuk. So the Gemara says, beficha zu tzedakah. From the word beficha, we find out that that item of watching what comes out of your mouth doesn't just apply to karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, even any kind of tzedakah. Whenever you say you're going to give something, you got to give it. So note again, beficha zu tzedakah. The peh, the perfection of the peh is totally in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Through tzedakah is created the peh, which is the bechina of dibur. The actual concept of odom. The bechinas mi som peh lo odom. Who made a peh for odom? Note, peh is odom. Those two are placed next to each other. The ikar hatzedakah hu al yedei habitochon. And Rabbi Nizal says, how does a person give tzedakah? In order to be able to give tzedakah, you must have bitachon. Why? Bebechinas betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. If you'll have bitachon in Hashem, then va'asei. Asei shem o'ish asher osisi imoi. Then you'll give tzedakah. If you'll have bitachon, then you'll give tzedakah. Ki im ein lo bitachon, ein yochol as tzedakah karoi. If a person doesn't have trust in Hashem, he can't really give tzedakah. You know why? He's always afraid that if he gives away a dollar, he'll be missing that dollar. He doesn't believe in Hashem. He doesn't have trust that if I subtract a dollar from my income, I'll still have enough. Hashem will provide me with whatever I need. V'ikrat tzedakah al yidei bitachon. The main tzedakah is through bitachon. Sheboiteach b'Hashem shelo yafsid v'lo yechzer al yidei tzedakah klal. The main tzedakah is through bitachon, where the person has confidence and trust that he's not losing anything by giving this. On the contrary, v'shem o'ish asher osisi imoy nase odom. You're going to gain through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Ki Hashem yisporach yevorchoi biglal adov razeh. Because it's, if you'll give tzedakah, that itself will make Hashem bless you and give you more than you would have had without giving tzedakah. Nimso shal yidei abitochoin shehu al yidei haseichel al yidei zeh oisin tzedakah. So we see that through bitochoin, which we showed before is dependent on seichel, through that you zeichel to give tzedakah. Vayidei zeh naseh hadibur kanal, through tzedakah you create dibur, nase odom, which is dibur, or beficho zu tzedakah, etc., etc. And we'll hold it over here for now. We have to definitely hold it. That, look at the wording here. Nimso shal yidei habitochayim, shehu al yidei haseichel, through bitochayim, which comes through Seichel. So Seichel is step one. Through Seichel you get to Bitochon. And through Bitochon, you're Zeichel to give Tzedakah. In other words, if you'll have Seichel, which will lead you to Bitochon, which will lead you to give Tzedakah, through that, Naaseh Hadibur Kanal. That's how you'll be Zeichel to real good Chituch Hadibur. Period. And now, this last part, Rabbi Nisal is going to tie it all together still better. He's going to tie everything in this Torah really together. We'll hold it over here for now. Chituch Hadibur means to be able really clearly, real well, in a physical sense, number one, and number two, the Ruchni is certainly. Now, it's obviously, one, you get a person that can come to a court and speak, and he's mumbling or jumbling, and he's the lawyer, he's presenting the case, you picture what kind of case he presents. You get another person that can speak much more clearly, and his words are much more nisqato than nisqato, that's physically. Now, Beruchni, as you picture, each one has a different chituch hadibur. We don't have the same chituch hadibur like our Rebbe Zichrono Livracha had. In other words, different levels, each one has a better way, Beruchnius, of expressing his words in a better way to Hashem, whatever that means. Cutting. Wow. It starts off, Rabbi Nisal starts off by saying the whole Torah is based on Bitochen here. If you need Seichel to get to Bitochen, if you have Bitochen, you'll give Tzedakah, which will give you Chituch Hadibur. This concept of Bitochen, you'll get your Shevrachim, and that will lead you to a person which is the Chituch Hadibur. Of this malchus slices of the dibur. Note that it's posech sedecho mazgia lecho hayrosim. That's malchus, rochel, dibur.